Blog Talk Radio.
My co-host T-Row and my EO man Jewel the G. Man, we coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, man. Good evening. It's Friday, freestyle, and we trying to get at you. A lot went on during the week. What a game the other night, Indiana and Miami. You got San Antonio up 2-0. You had the NBA lottery. Cavs won again. They had Machine Gun Kelly on as a good luck charm. Good job, Cleveland.
What else?
Then you had Sergio Garcia with the remark, talking about Tiger. So we have a lot of topics to talk about. And as usual on Friday, it's always freestyling, baby. We out on the yard, we in asylum, streets is talking, T-Row.
Yo, what's the deal, baby?
San Antonio up 2-0 on the team that you said was going to win the series. The series is just starting, am I correct?
Yeah, it just started. San Antonio did what they were supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? First of all, what's up to the world? You know what it is, L Boogie, Jewel, the G out there on assignment. You know, man, San Antonio had to do what they had to do, man. First things first, protect the home court. They almost gave it away, being the jokers that they are, you know what I'm saying, in game two. It almost looked like Memphis figured the scheme out and almost walked out of there with home court advantage. But, you know, I give the benefit of the doubt to San Antonio. We know it ain't going to be no easy road. You know what I'm saying? I did call out 5-1, but, you know, it is what it is. But we'll see. What goes on with no, I didn't. I called Memphis and San Antonio 7 games. So we'll see. They protected home court, speaking of San Antonio. And we're going to Memphis now, baby. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, San Antonio walks out of there up 3-0.
Ah, there you go.
Reason being, I keep telling you this and I keep telling the world this. Yes, Zach, you know, he had about 12 to 14 points, played a little better. You can't stop a great player. You can only hope to contain him. So that's what they did. and Tony Allen and Tayshaun the Prince, you're going to have to beat them. Can you do it? You can't. I just don't think Pop is going to let them guys do it. And like I said, Danny Green and, you know, Kawhi Leonard, they're a little season now in the playoffs from last year to this year.
Man, I wish you quit hating.
How am I hating?
It's only been two games. San Antonio did what they were supposed to do. Got lucky in the second game. And, man, come on, man, L Boogie. You know the game. You know how it goes. David Stern ain't trying to hear that, man. The West is where it's at. The West is always exciting.
So,
wait till tomorrow. They're going to blow them old bugs out.
So you're telling me, so same thing with Miami. It was luck yesterday, the other night. Were they supposed to lose two at home?
The key is, did they win?
Same thing with San Antonio.
At home, like they were supposed to do. Indiana, though, and you can't, Indiana's not that much better than San Antonio or even, you know, come on, man. San Antonio way better than Indiana.
Do you think that Stu Jackson fined Tony Allen for that flop?
He should have. He's the number two pick on the on your all flop team, isn't he? Him, LeBron one, and Tony Allen number two.
Exactly. and Chris Paul is number three.
Oh yeah, he should be tied for number one.
So I'm not surprised. Tim Duncan, man, he looks like he's not 37, but 27 right now. I was in North Carolina. They told me that Tim Duncan was old, was carrying himself up the court, was sitting on the bench against Golden State in crunch time, and I told him that Pop coaches to win. Strategy is not about because you're Tim Duncan, you should be in the game. It's about how we're going to beat this team. Not about, okay, you're Tim Duncan and you deserve to be playing in crunch time. We'll talk about egos later. But right now, I need to win this game. They blew that out of proportion. I told them, I said, that's coaching.
Right.
Timmy Duncan, first team All-NBA this year. First time since 2007. And that's his 10th one in how many years, Ro?
Yeah, 13. Pretty good.
Wow. Timmy D.
Timmy. It's unbelievable how they can't stop this man. You know, I mean, even though it was kind of hard to stop Shaq during Shaq's era, but Tim Duncan is, I mean, it's just incredible how he's able to maneuver and do the things that he does against some of these other competition on the court with him. I believe Tim Duncan, man, got that fountain of youth sitting in his backyard somewhere down there in them islands. You know what I mean? Because every year, Timmy, he come in with a rough look, but by the time the playoffs start, he look like a young kid. And for some reason, we can't stop that one-hand fade he always doing with the hand one. So I love what Timmy's doing. No disrespect to Timmy, but it's just all about, you know, I just don't think they're gonna pull it off, man. I think Memphis has their number. So we'll see. Like I said before, they got lucky in game two. They did what they were supposed to. They did what they were supposed to do, though.
Just like I told my young caller, it's different. No disrespect to Kevin Durant. No disrespect to Reggie Jackson. But it's different when it's Tony Parker coming off a screen and it's Tim Duncan setting it. It's not Kendrick Perkins. It's not Serge Ibaka. It's a very difficult guard. And that leaves alleys for guys to hit threes or a splitter to get a dunk or, you know, Timmy to get an easy. See, Timmy get an easy eight from Tony Parker just penetrating and kicking them easy. So he preserves energy in Tony Parker. He had 15 and 18 respectively. Points and assists the last game. So Michael, you know, Conley Jr., get your long jump together.
Yeah,
you know, like
be.
Your dad, man. You gotta stay on that ball court, man. He gets in foul trouble easy. And for the callers, you know, I'm a coach as well. See, San Antonio used a lot of C cuts. You know what a C cut is? That's when that guy, that wing guy, is coming off the screen from Tim Duncan and going straight to the hole. He's not going to the elbow. That's called a flex cut. He's using that C cut coming right off of Timmy. They're getting layups. Where's Rudy Gay? When it breaks down and they pack it in on Z-Bo and Gasol, I need Rudy. Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
Yeah, you can't get Rudy back. He's in Toronto.
Man. So for our callers, get at us. Get at me at LBoogie15. Let us know what you think about that series. Is Lionel, is Coach Collins, can he get these guys together? Is Pop going to steal a game in Memphis? Callers, let us know. 347-855-8896.
Yeah, it's going
to be a good
one. Radio,
the streets is talking. Yeah, it's going down. Now, let's get to that East. Miami up 1-0. Great game, winning overtime.
Yeah.
What do you think, bro? Was that a great, great play by the king? I mean, I'm down with the king, like Run DMC. You want to be down with the king? And yes, you know, Paul George, bad angle. Do you think Frank Vogel made a mistake by leaving Roy Hibbert on the bench? Should he have been in the game in the latter part with 2.2 seconds when they called a timeout? He could have subbed him back in the game. Do you think he should have been in? What's your opinion?
Oh, hell, Boogie, you got me on that one, man, because I had to look. You know, the cup is half full, man, because I go 50-50 both ways, you know what I mean? And yeah, you know, that's what LeBron does. Even if Roy Hibbert would have been in the game, I don't think it would have made a difference. I think he still would have made it to the bucket. The key to that was that, you know, Paul George just overplayed. He thought he could get the steal, and for whatever reason, that was dumb. But he made the mistake of overplaying and, you know, gave LeBron a free pass to the bucket. But to flip the coin of that, now, the way the game was going, the way Roy Hibbert had been playing all game, blocking shots, not just in this series, but also in just since the playoffs have started, I think anything could have happened if Roy Hibbert would have been in. Could have LeBron just had an open layup? You know, I mean, there are questions that we could all keep asking over and over again. But, you know, once again, coaching move. Bad coaching move. You know what I mean? You leave your – what you say last week, Tyson Chandler made this guy look like from an all-star to a superstar. You know what I'm saying? And Roy Hibbert is kind of showing his style in this particular series. So I just think that, you know, if Roy Hibbert would have been in, yeah, maybe it would have been a different scenario with LeBron and how he would have been attacking the basket. But, you know, LeBron is LeBron. That ain't the first time I've seen LeBron do that. So, you know, they just, yeah, he missed it. And LeBron and Miami took advantage of home court once again, doing what they were supposed to do, whether it's one or about 50. You know, a win is a win.
Well, before they took him out, it was 47 seconds, and he let Chris Bosh push him under the basket and get an and one. That's first. Secondly, if he would have been in the game, I recall just before that, before he gave up the and one, Dwayne Wade challenged him. Got a layup. With him in the game, it would have not made a difference. Maybe he would have fouled LeBron go to the line, knock him down. But honestly, it wouldn't have mattered because LeBron was going to go to that rack regardless and make that bucket. That's just LeBron, right now in the stage of his career. Now, you asked me 4 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe. But I think he's learned. I don't think he would even pass it to Bosh, even if Roy Hibbert was there to defer. I don't think he would have gave it up right now in his career.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, it could go either way, Hell Boogie. That's what I'm saying. We never know. But I agree with you. LeBron would have been a freight train going straight to the basket just as he did. And it doesn't surprise me of what happened. You know what I mean? I kind of figured that LeBron was going to get the ball. And what he did was just the right thing at the right time. Whether Roy Hibbert would have been in the game or not, you know, coaching, bad coaching. It wasn't, yeah, bad coaching. All leads back to bad coaching. So, yeah, but then again, if Roy Hibbert would have fouled LeBron, LeBron would have, you know, he would have choked. He would have went to the free throw line and made one or two.
Wow, are you kidding me? Here we go. But also, that didn't lose the game totally. I'm looking at the turnovers and the turnover margin. And George Hill, he had a terrible game. I hope he plays better tonight. I've watched a little bit of the game. He's doing a little bit better. But, you know, he turned the ball over. I mean, cookies. He was just giving them up. So, with some turnovers, turnovers, maybe they could have, you know, made the game a little bit more interesting during regulation. You know, and maybe, you know, they might have would have pulled it out. But I still, with however the way that, like I told you, it doesn't matter. It's an X factor. and it's a song. You want to be down with the king?
You know? Say, L Boogie, before we keep going on, man, I want to give a shout out to the Arizona Bulldogs, man. They're on the road trip, L Boogie. That's Julius' team, man. They're on their way to Flagstaff, man. Hope everything going good and hope everybody get there safe for the Bulldog family. You know what I'm saying? Got a big tournament this weekend, L Boogie. We're going to see what they're going to do. Got the coaches, Coach Ganados and the Bulldog family. Going to have a barbecue on Saturday. I wish I could make it, but we'll try to see what happens with that. But, you know, they going down there to hog up. You know what I mean, L Boogie? We're going to see what happens, see if we can bring the trophy home. You dig?
No doubt, no doubt. The streets is talking, sports talk radio with a twist of hip-hop. It's your boy, L Boogie, T-Roll, Juelz the G. Man, we hollering this evening. I want to say something else about that game, T-Roll.
What you got?
Guys, you can see, like my man, the late Skip Prosser used to say, he used to coach at Xavier. I had a chance to meet him and, you know, do a camp with him. He said, you know, basketball doesn't build character, it reveals it. And I'm looking at guys like Sam, you know, Young. He could have came and just threw his body in there. Made LeBron make a pass. Made him make a play. I'm looking at Lance Stevenson. I mean, he looked great against the Knicks. But you see that Heat jersey, and all of a sudden, it's murder music. It becomes a quiet storm on this Friday evening. Get at us. Man, we about to go to commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the first team All-NBA. And we're going to holler about Sergio Garcia and the NBA lottery. And a couple callers, as usual. No doubt. Let's go, T-Roll. Hit me. Attack. Only your fly bitch like that can leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead. Yo, it's some real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumps it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumps it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again.
light as a rock, bitch. Hard as a cop, bitch. This shit not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot. Where my nigga rock like the spark a lot. My brook launched out, speak for itself. Like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer. The UNO competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of ya. I'm a leader, yeah, I'm some following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. This just suck cock just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M O D B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D double E P. Bruh, y'all wish I lived a life I lived. And yo, pride in me. Tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's some real shit. Shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit. Shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my shit. I need that shit to boost my adrenaline. You rock that shit, that real life shit. Makes bitches wanna thug it. Makes the projects love it. You come through like fuck it. Yo, want problems, pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaking with his twin ghost. It's gangsta how we rock. While you watch, attracted to our style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big guns. We get busy, it get grisly. Beat niggas bloody, twist niggas frontin'. Get to running. For the men's get to jumping, the fans get to thumping. MOBV got the whole spot jumping. When my niggas step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
The real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club.
Man, I miss Lil' Kim. I wonder where our little fine ass at. She always has some rhythm and rhymes, but I think old Nicki Minaj. Nah, then took her place. She can't even get rough and roll no more, LB.
I can't find her, man. She's gone from plastic surgery, man. We didn't, they didn't, when they took her face off, they took her rhymes. We don't know where she is.
Wonder what happened to the girl.
If they told me that was Lil' Kim walking down the street, I'd be like, no, that ain't the Queen Bee, baby.
I still got that picture when she was on that album cover, bending down in that nothing. And then that pink boy without, whoa. Boy, I'm telling you, that hanging on the wall in the cave. You dig what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with my girl. Come on back, Lil' Kim. We miss you, baby.
Man, well, you're back in the asylum. Well, while we still talking about this NBA here, first team All-NBA. Do you agree? Chris Paul. Kobe Bryant. At your forwards, you have Kevin Durant. LeBron James. And at your center, you got Timmy Duncan. Do you agree with that five?
Absolutely. I give that 100%. Man, you can't go wrong with that lineup and the way those guys played this year. It only makes sense that they are deserving of, you know, the first team All-NBA. Those guys had some awesome seasons, you know. It was just sad to see that, you know, Kobe's season was cut short due to the Achilles injury. It just would have been nice to see what he could have tried to pull off in this NBA series, but, you know, he went down, and it is what it is. But Kobe will be back. I agree with it, Timmy. You know what I'm saying? We were just talking about the guy, and this guy still is – it doesn't cease to amaze me that he's first-team All-NBA this year. And I'm just happy to see that, you know, LeBron is in there. We knew he was going to be there. KD, you know what I'm saying? It just shows that – you know, KD, he really do depend on Russell Westbrook a lot, you know, to get that particular spot. If I was KD, I'd cut half of that check to my man Russell, you know what I mean? Because without Russell, we were able to see how KD could be exposed. And, you know, to me, I thought Kevin Durant should have scored at least 40 or, you know, close to 50 a night if he was able to be the superstar that we thought he was. So, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, 100% I go with the first team.
I don't.
Boy, you be hate. Why? Who you? What's wrong with the first team?
Don't get me wrong. I love Chris Paul. I love CP3. But I think Russell Westbrook had a better year all around. He should have been first team all league. It was some games, some times when Chris Paul, you know, we always give Chris Paul the nod, but I'm just saying this particular year, I think Russell Westbrook outperformed every point guard in the league for what he had to do for his team. What did he have to do to get the second most wins? What were they, the number two seed in the West? And that's, you know, the West is the best conference.
Man, please. Man, Chris Paul started it all, man. He helped his team go on a 17-game winning streak, which was only the second longest in the NBA this season. I mean, I give it up to Russell Westbrook. You know what I'm saying? He does. I mean, we only knew how good he really meant to his team until he went out. I mean, everybody was complaining. Russell Westbrook does this. Russell Westbrook needs to get the ball to Kevin. Need to get the ball to KD. Do this, do that. Come on, man. Man, CP3 is the reason why the Clippers won 54 games.
And he's the reason why they lost the first round. And he's the reason why Vinny Del Negro is exiting right. He's the reason. Like Earth, Wind, and Fire. The reason. The reason for what we're here. He's the reason. Come on, man. That guy was, like I said before, Russell Westbrook. Third in the league in assists. He averaged 9. He averaged 22 points. Come on, Russell Westbrook. And he's the reason why they advanced. Listen, if Russell Westbrook was in uniform, they would advance. If it was the fifth, we all be nice. Don't get it twisted. But it shows. And with CP3 in the lineup, they lost the first round.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. They were playing Memphis, too.
Okay, they played Memphis.
And Memphis is handling up, and they're going to give it to San Antonio. And they only had the defensive player of the year on their team, and we all know that old, man, look, don't get me started on the dude Blake Griffin. We already know this dude is a, man, I need my insert. He's a hoe. You know he's a hoe. You know he's fake. He didn't even finish the game when they were losing, getting blown out. So
his
we ain't even know that lineup. Huh?
His name isn't Blake Griffin. It's Fake Griffin.
So he went out, and, you know, Z-Bo just pumped him out. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing about that. That's why the Clippers lost. It wasn't all because of CP3. Don't get it twisted. CP3 was kept trying to do like Carmelo, put the team on his back because nobody showed up. Not even his supporting cast. Jamal Crawford.
Okay, I could give you that. Guys didn't show up, but he was in uniform, and Russell Westbrook wasn't. So I couldn't tell which way or the other. We couldn't say who would have been because the voting came out before the playoffs. So if, you know, Westbrook would have been playing and beat Memphis, then I might would have gave the nod to Westbrook. But who's to know because he didn't play? Memphis is a formidable opponent. Let's not get it twisted. But at the same time, if my man was in the lineup, I call him the because, man, you never know what that guy is going to come to the post-game show with. Man. So, if he was in the lineup, like I said, I mean, I just think he should have been first team. There's nothing wrong with CP3 being first team, but, like, you know, your pick, and you have nothing wrong with it, but, hey. You know, what about this NBA lottery? Let's switch gears. The Cavs, man.
Man, Who did you say was in the audience? Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly. Turn it up!
Yeah, man. I just don't understand, man. I believe that your boy, your owner, Dan, is paying David Stern, because, you know, David Stern is set to retire after this season. So I think David Stern is getting milked up by your boy Dan, man, because it ain't no way in hell y'all supposed to get the number one pick two out of the last three years. With the little handicap, son. Look at that little Nick. Daddy, don't touch me. I don't understand, man. And congratulations, Cleveland. I wonder what you're going to do with this one. I wonder what you're going to do with this number one pick. But we'll see. And I just can't believe it, man. I just can't believe it.
Well, here you go. Here, you know, the streets is talking. And when the streets is talking, we like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listening. Remember in March, they said the only way to buy things would go back to Cleveland if he had some pieces around him that he could win with. Watch out. LeBron might be on his way back to the land.
Yeah. This man, no you didn't. Ain't no way in hell this boy going back to Cleveland. It's too cold.
LeBron still has a house in Ohio close to the arena, to the complex where they work out at. He still lives in Akron. When I say still live there, he lives in Bath, Ohio, which is not far away from Akron.
Yeah.
He has helicopters and planes that can go from here to Miami. It's not a big deal.
I need an ice pack. You got my damn head hurt now with that one. Ain't no way LeBron is coming back to Cleveland. LeBron is stuck in Miami. Not stuck, but he feels good in Miami. And he ain't tripping.
We'll see. Now, with the number one pick overall, the Cleveland Cavaliers select callers. Who do you think the Cleveland Cavaliers should select? And the question of the night is, who's your number one overall pick that was a bust? It's a lot of them out there, but who do you think in your lifetime has been the number one draft pick of them all, has been a bust? It's a lot of them. Burrow.
Yeah.
Who do you think is your all-time number one draft pick overall bust?
Right now, my number one pick for the overall bust in the NBA all time, it's Greg Oden. Who else could you go? Who else would you pick? This dude only played five games and got paid $8,800 million. Sorry.
Okay, Cleveland, you heard it. He said Greg Oden. Just don't. Please don't get Nerlens Noel. Please don't get the guy. He's just come off of ACL. When we come back to commercial, call us. We got some questions for you. Let us know what's on your mind. Get at us in the asylum. We on the yard. It's your boy, L Boogie, T-Row, Jewel, the G. Freestyle Friday later on in the show. We just getting started. Let's go, Ro. I'm riding around my side of town. Boxing gloves, I beat the trial. I had the coke, I had a smile, and I had a coat for every style. Crocodile, the gator type. I'm allergic to the hater type. I take your wife, give her back. 9 months after that, similar to saying mama's baby, daddy, maybe. When we had sex, I was in a Mercedes. And I ain't crazy, but if that's my
my baby, then we gonna have to name that little baby Mercedes. The money that I'm making, I don't see it like I'm blind. I'd rather spend money, baby, I don't spend time. My pockets on full, and so is my gas tank. And all my cars got gas in the ashtray.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
Photo ready, my polo out there cleaners. I'm the perfect definition of something you never seen. Maserati Kawasaki, bought my girl a Beamer. The jewelry I got on is matching with the tequila. Patron margaritas, double for my divas. I bring all my guns to work, Gilbert Arenas. Plus I'm killing features, and I'm killing shows. I should have sex in a coffin, cause I'm killing these hoes.
What a beautiful day. First of all, I want to, you know what I'm saying, give a shout out. My man, C, what the deal, babe? I know you out there. You on the yard. I see you out there. Man, Pook, what the deal? I know you out there. What the deal, babe? Man, shout out, man. Pook, man, she came down there, bro, my little niece, man. We saw, you know what I'm saying, graduation last week. Shout out to you, Pook. Man, tell London, I said, Uncle, say, what the deal? Uncle, you know what I mean? Ro, we back.
Yeah, I know. Hell, Boogie, we went to a commercial. Now that we back, let me ask you, who is your number one NBA all-time buff? I'm talking about just a buff.
It's a lot of them. I can't say Sam Bowie because he was picked third, so he's not the number one overall pick. Greg Oden, you, that was a good one.
He was number one.
I'm not going to say Bradley, Sean. Sean Bradley, that is, who was number one pick for your team. No, that was the 76ers.
No, that was 76. Thank you. Get it right. We just picked
right.
him up later.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But my number one, drum roll, please. Man, and I thought he was Michael Jordan's son, man. Kwame Brown, man.
Oh, Lord. I forgot about Kwame. But he's still in the league, though.
Michael Oliver Candy. How are you?
Ooh, bay, blah. He was picked before Jordan. Sour in
the world. Man, Michael Oliver Candy, man. What year did he come out of college, bro? Give me that year, man. When you get some time, let me know what's going on.
I got
you. Wrote through all my numbers. You know, he's always in the, you know, he's like, if you ever saw the movie Shawshank Redemption, he's like Red. He gets everything. So, as we go back to the side, we're going to get some callers in as well as doing that. Ro, who's our first call on the marquee, man?
Oh, man, you know the asylum is hot, man. We got a couple of callers hanging out waiting to get in. First of all, man, we're going to go to the all-time favorite, man, Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III. You know he always be chilling, waiting on Freestyle Friday. Let's get in, let's chime in with the dude, see what he think about these old playoffs. And we ain't even talk about Sergio yet, but we'll get to that. Yo, Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III. What's up with you, baby?
Hey, man. Peace and love, man.
what it do?
Oh, what's the deal, baby?
Man, you know, I'm just chillaxing in the pad, man. You know what I'm saying? At the laboratory, just chilling with my baby.
No question, no question. Like Eric being Rakim, no question.
Yeah,
let me ask you this,
really?
Edomo. Do you think that was a bad move, or was it, you know, something that could be justified for Frank Vogel leaving Roy Hibbert on the bench the last minute of the game of overtime?
I think that either way he would have went, that man was going to get that ball and go to that hole. They were either going to have to foul him or let him go like they did. But he was going to get that ball and go to the hole. He was determined to do that.
Right. And that's just the regular instinct of a mad freight train without his brakes. He knew it. He already knew where he was going.
Do you think Indiana lost the game, or do you think Miami took the game?
Me personally, I think the refs made the game that close, because it was a lot of foul calls that were like phantom fouls, you know, when Dwayne supposedly fouled George at the three-point line. I didn't see where he touched him. And all through the game, man, they were just calling little you know, BS fouls here and there, man. I don't like how the refs are treating the series.
Yeah, the refs been on some touchy stuff, man. And, you know, the way Tony Allen went down the other night was a actual influence from the way Miami and Indiana have been playing kind of physical. So he thought he was going to get him some limelight and do his thing. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it wasn't worth it.
Let me
ask you this now. Steve Jabby, you know, Skeeter Moe and T-Roll, he said that even though he was acting after the fact, it still was a flagrant foul with Ginobili grabbing his arm and slinging him down. Do you think that was a flagrant foul, Skeeter Moe, or do you think it was just a, you know, a regular foul?
Well, my perception, when I saw it, I believed it was flagrant because it didn't look like he was going for the ball. You know, it looked like
he
tried to
his arm.
Yeah, when he realized he had his arm, though, he didn't try to let go. He kept yanking. So I felt myself personally, you know, I used to hoop dirty myself when I get mad. You know, somebody fouled me, I'm getting fat. So he goes. I think personally, from personal experience, if you don't want to foul him too hard, you know, you give him a good slap. But if you really intending on hurting this dude, you hold on to him.
You stand right here.
Yeah, hold on to him. Make him hit his head on the ground, you know.
You bring up a good point. Because I talked to my uncle the other day, the day in between games, and we were talking about LeBron James. He went for 30 points, 30 rebounds, 10 assists and 10 rebounds, had a triple-double. And he said he would have just started fouling LeBron. But like I told him, why would you do that when, you know, you're playing, you know, he has to stop you too. When I say that, I'm talking about Paul George, who had 2 points at halftime but came out second half and he started, you know, playing. But he's a Scottie Pippen type player anyway. I mean, he does other things and he has to guard LeBron James. Do you think he should have, you know, fouled out, not let him score 30 on him? Or he just, you know, should have just kept playing like he was? Because, you know, old school guys, old school players, they say, man, forget that. You ain't scoring 30 on me. I'm a foul you. I'm going to just get used to it.
Use every foul you got.
So do you go ask LeBron and try to get points, or you foul him if he get by you and be like, no, he can't score. He done got hot. Foul out. Not on me.
I'm one of them old school players, you know, myself. I'll foul out before you hit 30 on me.
you know, and that's the truth. I'm using all mine. It can be in the first half, but you fine. You ain't doing it on me. Yeah,
not,
no Boogie. For
not
you,
if I got anything to do about it.
You know, El Boogie, your number one bust that you had picked on Michael Olowokandi, your boy, man, he was the number one pick in 1998, and he got drafted by the Los Angeles Clippers. The dude only averaged 8.6 rebounds and about one and a half blocks for his whole career. He played the first five seasons with the Clippers. Played 3 seasons with Minnesota and 2 in Boston, man, and ended his career in Boston, you dig? So, that's your update stats on your boy, Michael Olowokandi.
11 years, 8 points, and 5 rebounds a game.
Number one pick.
And you were the number one pick overall. If that's not a bus, I don't know what is.
Bus.
Skeeter Mo Chicken Johnson III. Who is your number one overall draft pick bus ever?
Ever. Man. I'm gonna have to go with your boy LaRue Martin.
Whoa, that boy went back. Now, LaRue Martin, I can remember that name.
Yeah, he was the worst player ever to be taken in the first round.
Not the first round, just the number one overall, like the number one overall pick.
Ah. To me, I'm going to say Greg Ostertag.
He was the first round pick, but he was
number one.
Yeah,
he was number one.
Yeah, he let Shaq pump him out, though.
Yeah.
His whole career was an embarrassment from Shaq. Shaq personally welcomed him to the league and then, you know, sent him on his way. With a little dose of Mike in between winning them back-to-back championships against Utah.
Yeah,
but that's a tough one, L Boogie, because I'm still trying to figure out who my next. I know you made live. That sucker, I hated that dude. That dude right there, they ain't talk all that stuff, but then they showed it 30 for 30. They showed him, you know, working out, oh, man, my legs hurt and this and that. But I wasn't going to tell him nothing. I was going to get that money. I'm like, yeah, you was a sucker. But he did the right thing. He had a lot of people depending on him to pay them bills, you know what I mean? So he had to tell them something at the end of his career with all. Nobody even know what type of injury this guy had. It was just on his shin. And he just, you know, just out of the league. Ube Blah.
Never heard of someone going up to make a layup and he pop his shin. And you're the number three pick in the first round overall. Wow, man. That's just how the kid did for Louisville. Jumped up, tried to block a shot, came down, bone popped out. Sam Bowie did that just going up for a layup in the tip line. Are you kidding me?
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, a little history on the guy, LaRue Martin. He was taken in 1972 by the Portland Trail Blazers, right? And
right.
He was the number one draft pick. He was played for Loyola University of Chicago. And they say he averaged 5.3 points. And 4.6 rebounds per game. And he played 4 years. Yeah, he played 4 years in the NBA.
Man. Yep. Portland Trail Blazers, man. LaRue Martin. I knew. And you know what? I saw a special on that dude. I knew this dude. You know what? He is now like a vice president of UPS in, like, I want to say Chicago. And the
yeah,
dude,
he played
like,
for the yellow.
He was the number one pick. Yeah, I do. I knew that name. He was the number one, yeah, back in the day, man. But this dude right now, he was pretty good, L Boogie. It just got drafted out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And ended up, just ended up doing his thing. But now he works for UPS, man. The dude didn't do nothing in the NBA, but was a good college player.
Remember what my friend Vicky Small said on the Craig Mack remix? UPS is hiring. Don't be mad. UPS is hiring on the Flavor in Your Ear remix.
Here we go. Yeah.
See, tomorrow, I know you're going to drop a jewel later on in the freestyle and in the cypher in the asylum. I know you got something for me.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I'm anticipating this day, man, every week, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Oh, L Boogie, I got one more question for Skeetmo before we let him hold on for the Freestyle Friday. Hey, earlier this week, your boy Sergio Garcia in the golfing world made a statement to Tiger Woods, or to an actual reporter, you know, asking him and Tiger Woods could just, you know, kick back and have dinner together. And Sergio made the comment, yeah, I guess if we're going to, you know, be serving fried chicken. And now this guy's been all over the news apologizing for what he said, you know, giving that public apology like, you know, he didn't mean to say it and he tried to make it a funny deal. You know, first of all, were you able to see his apology on TV when he made the statement?
Bro, I did, man. You know, it was funny to me because, you know, come on, food is food. And Hispanics, white people, Indian people, everybody loves fried chicken. You can go to a drive-thru at Popeyes and churches and see the diversity in the line. You know, ain't nobody biased against chicken. So, you know,
right.
He made a comment, you know, and I took it as, you know, he was making a joke. It was funny. I don't even see the necessity of apologizing if you didn't say it and you meant it, you know?
Right. Right.
So, you know, his publisher or whoever out there telling him what to do probably told him, hey, man, don't say that. You need to apologize. But really, at heart, that's how he feels. And I feel it.
Right. Right.
Because
if I go to a
Hispanic house, you know, I'm expecting fajitas. If I go to a white person house, I'm expecting a salad. So, you know,
say it is what it is, huh?
Yeah, that's just what's up.
Yeah, man, that's what it is, man. Well, man, you know what it is, man. Hold the line. You know, me and L about to get into a debate about that because L got something on his mind right now. He about to freak out. You know what I'm saying? So let me talk to L Boogie about that, man. Hold the line. We're going to get you back on Freestyle Friday. You dig?
I already pimping y'all. Stay light.
That's what's up. L Boogie. Now, Sergio Garcia has made his public apology. Do you really accept the apology, L Boogie? Skeetmo Jenkins Johnson III said he pooed with what was said. You know, he gave his side of the story. What do you think about that?
Well, I love Skeetmo. That's my man. That's your man. But I disagree. That's very stereotypic. How can you sit there and say, yeah, some fried chicken? I mean, come on now. You could have just said, had Tiger over for some dinner, and, you know, we might throw something on the grill. But you're talking about fried chicken. That's not very player-like. You got to be careful with your words when you throw them out to the world. I think that was very, you know, he stereotyped, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't right what he did with Tiger. And yes, he said what was on his mind, but sometimes you can't say it to the world. Just like Skeetmo said. if I'm going over, you know, my man H, what's up, H? How you doing? Big up to my man H. That's my man. If I'm going over to H house, what do you think I'm expecting? Man, quesadillas. I'm eating chicken tacos, all type of Mexican Spanish food.
Right.
But you have some people out there that take offense to that. You can say it in the streets. Come on and say it. You can always holler on the streets as talking. But you can't say it on the mainstream. You know you get whacked when you do that. They take shots at you. They take shots at you, and all you can do is try to take them, and you be in ICU for about a week or two while they blast you. And you hope you survive it and get in stable condition so you know you can still have your sponsors. So, you know, you got to be real choice with your words, and you're a veteran. He's very emotional. And I guess he just caught a sucker attack. He really personally doesn't like Tiger. You know why? Because every time he sees Tiger,
he choke.
His booty all gets tired.
Choke status. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When has the last time you won a major, Sergio? I don't think he's ever won one.
Okay, I will back you up on that. Never.
What did Mike Singletary always say? I want winners. You're not a winner, so how can you just talk? Wait till you win a major, and then maybe your words will be valid. Right now, you're a minimum security. You don't have any type of street credibility.
You know, take his street cred cards. We don't need him in here. You know,
I don't really think he ever won when he's not a winner. We have winners. I won winners. Only winners get on in the asylum, point blank. And so when you win one, then we'll get with your agent. You can get in and, you know, we'll get at you. L Boogie T Road, you L D, we'll get at you. But for now,
yeah, L Boogie, going back to the number one picks, man. I got another one who just might turn out to be a bust. Because there's been a whole lot of number one picks, man. And when you get to, you know, from my generation, you know, I'm going to say from about, I mean, you can go back to Magic. You know, I've been following Magic for a minute. And that's 1979. You know what I mean? You go through the list, it's a lot of hogs up there as the overall number one pick. And there's really not too many that turned out to be a bust, except for a couple of them that are a little bit older now. But I don't want you to get mad at me when I say that he turned out to be a bust. All right, don't get mad at me. The world don't get mad at me. But Allen Iverson, you turned out to be a bust, baby. You can't even get your retirement off. You broke. You know what I'm saying? You was the man. Had the shoe, had the Reebok, had the questions. Come on, man. What happened? Turned out to be a bust. Not Greg, not a Greg Oden bust, but he's a bust. Don't be mad at me, Boogie. Don't be mad at me.
Like my man Mel in Scarface. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me Allen Iverson, a guy that's won the scoring title multiple times, went to an NBA Finals, was an MVP, and wasn't over 6 foot, first-time ballot Hall of Famer in my eyes, and you mean to tell me he was a bust? Because he smoked up all his money. Excuse me, I'm sorry I put your business on the street. Because he gave away all his money to the streets. You call him a bust because he loved the streets.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the money he gave it away, I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is that AI practice. You talking about practice? Oh, hold on, Hell Boogie. We talking about practice? After he said that, his career fell down the drain. Did nobody want this dude? He went from an A-notch to a C-level. You know what I'm saying? He went from courtside to the nosebleeds. He was a boy. Can't even give my dude a proper retirement, man. And that, I hated to say it. I didn't want to be the one to say it first. But I'm just saying. We in the streets, baby. I'm just keeping it real. Don't be mad at me.
Wow, AI.
I love a man.
The streets is talking. That was a cop. Bro, let me say this. The lines are burning up. You took it to another perspective on how, and you know what? You can say that because you want to go out in style. When he got to the top of that mountain, he didn't walk down. He sailed down.
See, now you're feeling me. Now you're feeling my backbone.
No. I said I understand your point. I didn't say I was feeling your backbone.
You got to understand what I'm trying to say, man. I'm just saying, man, it wasn't because of his basketball skills. I'm just saying.
Listen to this. Allen Iverson created the tattoos these guys are wearing in the league. Allen Iverson created the dress code. Allen Iverson created practice. You talking about? He made guys now start to practice hard. How are you? He was a trailblazer. How can you tell me he was a bust? Guys are scared because of AI. Guys got locked out because of AI. Guys defy the rules because of AI.
Yeah. What he did to the league, and where is he now? Watching the youngsters who he done created. Don't be mad at me. I'm just calling it like I see it. I still love you. I know the world, man. The lines are blowing up, Hell Boogie, man. You know what I mean? I know they out there mad at me, man. But here's what we're going to do, man. We're going to go to a hot commercial real quick. And when we come back, we're going to see what the world got to say, man. Hell, don't even want to talk to me no more, world. So check this out. We're going to go to a commercial. He kind of sick right now. He say, man, he got to sip on it for a minute. We'll be back with y'all in a minute.
Is it bad?
Girls ain't no fun, and the hood girls want a smartness. College girls all want a thug, so it seems that we spend what we don't need. Gotta think for a queen who don't wanna leave. I ain't about to judge you, no judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your rash sheet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean it. I know, I just be calling a meaner. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a D-pad. Still, I'm feeling this, and I need bad. Thinking if I get it, I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your deep sea. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, flow, dope, go, for it, cow.
couch, now slow motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon.
Easy,
hold up. Her feelings, she break hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride, I'm going out, she getting hollered at, and saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't pose, she don't wear makeup by the bolo, riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really date much, but it slows up, she got haters, but we all do, heard you when it's time cold, shawty fall through, baby, like I say, approach, how they court you, all of mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fast. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it is working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, done. Love, nah, caught in the morning, cell number wasn't known, got.
No. Is it baby? I never made love, no.
What the deal, world? What the deal? It's your boy, L Boogie, the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a little twist of hip-hop. Man, bro, you got my heart pumping on my AI, man. You know AI represented us, man, the streets, man. How can you say that? I got to check what you're drinking, because whatever you're drinking, I want to taste it.
Yeah, that's that Grey Goose, baby. It's a Freestyle Friday, man. I'm just keeping it real, man. The streets are talking, man. I love my dude, man, but I just had to call him out, dog. Don't be mad at me. The streets, don't be mad at your boy. I still got to hang out tonight on that corner with the street lights, you feel me? That's what it is.
Well, for, you know, the callers, you know, when you call in, like I say, let's give him a little recap. You know, right now in the sports world, San Antonio is up on Memphis 2-0. They play tomorrow night. In Memphis, the hell, sir. So, for the callers, what do you think Memphis is going to do? Miami squeaked one out last night, night before last, the L 1-0. Do you think that Frank Vogel should have left Roy Hibbert in at the end of the game in overtime? What's your opinion on that? And also, you know, what's your opinion about Sergio Garcia, the comments about inviting Tiger Woods over to dinner and having fried chicken? Do you think that was a stereotypical, you know, statement, or do you think it was cool for him to say that? You know, and also the NBA lottery, my hometown, you know, Cleveland. Please, I don't want no more lottery picks, will you? They let you know you're a loser. We always lose it. We're going to do a 30 for 30 on Cleveland just we lose, man. Who wants to be known for that? Come on. But anyway, the streets is talking. So to the callers, you know, the question of the night is, who's your number one overall pick ever that you thought was a bust? I said Michael Oliver Candy. We had a caller. You know, he said LaRue Martin back in 1972. You know, T-Row, he just pushed the nerve and said Allen Iverson because he went to the top of the
box. I said Greg Oden first.
He might have played 10 games. I think 10 games. And you're the number one pick at 7 feet. Yeah, you categorized as a bust. Yeah. The sniper got him. So that's the recap right now. So to our callers, you can come in. debating. Like I said, you know, we're gentlemen. Any ladies want to call in and maybe, you know, get in? Like, what's my motto, bro? Tell a friend to do what?
Tell a girlfriend.
You already know. Bro, who we got coming in, man? Who you got in the asylum, man? Who? Oh, man, I know they hot.
The man, they upset at me, I know. But, world, don't be upset. But we're going to go to Big Brother Delmar real quick, man, to see what Big Brother's thinking about the conversation. Big Brother Delmar, you on the line with us?
Yes, sir. What's up, fellas?
Man, how you feeling this evening?
What you feel, D-Mac?
Man, T-World, I need some of that Grey Goose, baby. Man, it's getting to you. Man, you blew me away with that one.
I'm not trying to excite the world, man. I'm just man, saying, man.
You put
and
a skip
to this,
Ralph,
man. And listen to this, D-Mac and Ralph. I have a VA listener on the line. Oh, my goodness. You know he's from Virginia. I know they're probably going crazy down there. But he didn't say he was a bust. He said he was borderline. He did say Greg Odom was his number one bust, but he had a nice perspective about Ayano. D-Mac, let me ask you this. You with me?
Yes, sir. I'm with you, L Boogie.
I know you're pulling for the Indiana Pacers. What did you get out of game one against the Heat? What did you get out of that?
It was a good game. I mean, a lot of turnovers on both teams' part. LeBron did his thing. It was a lot of I think Indiana could have won, but it was a lot of little mental mistakes they made, you know, players, you know, them not getting back on defense and stuff. So, I mean, that hurt them. And then the coach at the end taking my man out, I think that was big. That was big. I mean, that's your shot blocker. He needed to be in the game. They should have grabbed him, fouled him, did something. So, you know,
well,
but
anybody could have did that. Sam Young could have did that. Roy Hibbert didn't only have to do that. If you're in the game, I mean, when I was taught at, you know, at a young age, you know, like I tell my ball players, your man doesn't count for 2 points. He doesn't jump in the rim and count. The ball does. So
right. Make
that guy make the next pass. Am I correct? You at least got to jump in the way regardless if you're Roy Hibbert, if you're David West, if you're somebody else, because let Chris Bosh beat you or let LeBron beat you at the line. It's the playoffs. Don't you foul hard to make guys go to the line?
That's what they should have did. They should have sent them to the line. I mean, but they didn't. You know, so, I mean, he hit a game-winning shot. You know, they keep talking about it, but, I mean, there's more to it, you know, that he needs to show me. That was just one game.
Hold on. What are you drinking? Because 30, 10, and 10, what is that? I mean, he had a great game to me.
I said he had a good game. You hear me? I said he had a good game.
But you just said you wasn't impressed. But you just said you wasn't impressed, though, with that.
No, I'm not. I'm not impressed by him. I was impressed when he scored 27 points in a row against Detroit. That impressed me. He do this every night. I mean, he did what he's supposed to do. He better hope his other players step up. They better have an answer for West. Indiana not gonna play bad whole series. I told you 4-3, so it's going 7 games. So you know. Remember, y'all heard it here first. 4-3 Indiana. So we got a long way to go.
I called it 5-1 Miami, so that's a total difference. So I hope Indiana can win tonight, because if not, it's over.
They gonna win tonight. A lot of people were saying that that overtime win, LeBron doing that, took their heart. No, it didn't. It didn't take that hard. We gonna see.
Yeah, we gonna see.
Fat lady has a son yet.
I'm right now. I'm not worried about game one and two. I'm interested in game three, honestly, because when you know, I'm expecting Miami to win tonight, but game three is gonna let me know if it's gonna go six. I don't see it going no more than six. with the Heat prevailing.
Okay, we got more shows coming on. We
if they win game three, it's a sweep.
If who win game three?
If Miami win game three, it's you know, stick a fork in Indiana.
Okay, that's not gonna happen. You'll see. It's about to be 1-1 night, 1-1 tonight. And I haven't even watched the game yet. I don't even know what the score is or nothing. I was at the gym working out with my man. Me and Boo was getting it in.
Well, Indiana up 7, 58-51, third quarter, 8:45 play.
Hey, y'all know Miami played good in the second half. They played real good in the second half. They clamped down.
Let's
switch gears over to the Memphis San Antonio series. You predicted
that. Hey, I told you that was
going to
be what? I said 4-2, but it might be a sweep. It might be a wrap for Memphis.
No, you didn't.
They might not win the game.
Uh-oh.
What? They only protected their home court like they supposed to. They got lucky. Big brother, they got lucky in this game, too.
Okay. They don't have an answer for Tony Parker. They don't have an answer for San Antonio. And in all actuality, if I wouldn't have bet on the game, I would want to see Miami and San Antonio in the finals so they can do to LeBron what they did when he was in Cleveland, sweep his ass.
Now you
see,
just
go with that. See, man. That's what I'm saying, bro. And I have a saying. There go that Cleveland shit. You better stop disrespecting LeBron James. He will not get swept. That's one thing he will not do. And it's in the time of his career, he won't get swept.
He got swept before.
I said this time in his career. I know he's got swept before, but in this stage in his career, I don't see him being swept.
He's going to be like the Doc. He's going to have one ring, and that's it. And that was due to a short season because he went to go with two other players.
I'm asking you and T-Row. I want to know who's the distributor of your guys' drink, because I need it. I don't know. What's going on tonight?
Man,
I want some.
I'm not drinking tonight. I got to get up in the morning and go to work. No drinking tonight.
Well, I'm sipping, and I'm on that GG, and it's feeling fine, and I know what I'm talking about. L, you the one that started this madness with your first prediction at the beginning of the show. So I don't even understand, man. Look, don't ask me what I'm drinking. It's what you're drinking. We drink at the same time. So
hold up.
Tell him.
You know what I'm saying? Big brother Dale, I don't know what's wrong with this. But speaking about you out there in the town out there in Cleveland, how in the hell did Cleveland get the number one draft pick again?
He paid for that pick. Come on.
The streets is talking sports talk show. You heard it here first.
That's all I need to know.
Cleveland.
He paid for that pick. But what they gonna do? What they need to do is go get DeMarcus Cousins, give up the rest of their picks, pick somebody up, because this draft is weak. They don't need that dude from Kentucky. They don't need no Burks. They don't need the poor dude from Georgetown. Go get DeMarcus Cousins. That's what they need.
So that's what the barbershops in the streets are talking in Cleveland. They need to trade the number one pick in Sacramento for DeMarcus Cousins.
That's what they're talking about. Yes, sir. L Boogie, they talking about trade the pick to Sacramento, get DeMarcus Cousins, bring him here. We get their seventh pick. We need either a small four or a backup point guard, because Kyrie done proved that he's injury prone. So we need somebody to back him up. And we need a good small four, you know, to go against this LeBron James guy when he come in town.
And then we'll
be good, you know. And then, too, I think they really want LeBron to come back here, the owner and them. So, I mean, with this pick here, if they do right, get a couple more pieces in, I mean, he might come back. I don't see it happening because I wouldn't leave Miami to come to Cleveland, come back here.
Thank you. Hell, they're drinking what I'm drinking, so I'm putting it out there. All right, Gilmore, you know the asylum of top player. Before we let you go, let me ask you, man, what is your number one first round pick flop of all time?
Greg Oden is a bum.
Elbert, see, I wasn't the only one in the world feeling that, man. I'm telling you, the dude got paid $80 million before he even walked in between the
laced
lines.
Laced up a sneaker, did anything.
I think he stepped on the iPad and tore his ACL.
Yeah.
But D-Mac, before you go, I have to say this about Cleveland, though. Just remember, you let Mike Brown go, what you do? You hire him back. So anything is possible.
They let Mike, time out. They let Mike Brown go, thinking LeBron James was going to stay here, and they're kissing LeBron James, but, okay, you know, he bumped ahead with Mike Brown. Mike Brown, we're going to get rid of you. You know what I'm saying? They did that because of that bum, and then that bum went on ESPN, and, oh, I'm going to Miami. Man, come on, man. So they realized that they messed up. Let me go get Mike Brown back, and that should let everybody else know that's why LeBron's not coming back here. They should have never got rid of Mike Brown.
See, we got him in. See, they go that Cleveland is coming out. He's getting upset. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, time out. Boo, you know I've never been a LeBron James fan. But when he was in high school, you know that. I'm an MJ fan. I'm a Kobe fan. I don't even have a favorite team. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, that's it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just watching these playoffs just to be watching it. You know what I'm saying? If my boy wanted to hurt his Achilles, hey, you know I'd be all in. You know what I'm saying? My whole goal now is to don't let that bum get a ring. Don't let the prince get a ring, the princess, whatever he is. He's a bum, man.
There you have it. The streets is talking. D-Mac, as usual, well, man, we love you calling the show, man, and giving your perspective. You know what I mean? And giving
I love
us that
y'all guys,
right,
man.
Now. And right now, Cleveland is hot. The number one draft pick, the Indians are doing well. They have OTAs at the Berea camp in Cleveland with the new draft picks. Hey, you guys are hot right now. Enjoy.
Yeah, man. That's how you get it in, L Boogie. Now, you know, the asylum is super hot, man. We got to keep it moving. We're getting short, cutting short on time, man. So we're going to bring Big Brother Al back into the game. Big Brother Al, you on the line with us?
Yeah, what's up with y'all?
Oh, man, we chilling. What's up with you, player?
Man, let me tell you something. You must have went across the border and drunk that water, man.
Hey, man, you know it's pretty close to us, man. It ain't nothing to us but to do it, Big Brother Al.
Hey, you must have ran across the border if you call Al and I a bust.
Don't be mad at me, man. I just got to call it like I see it.
No, let's get this straight. Maybe in life he might have been a bust, but on that court, he bust everybody's ass, man. Excuse my language on the radio.
Is he a first team? Is he a first thought Hall of Famer?
Ain't no doubt. He should get there before Steve Nash even thought about it. How about that?
Okay. I mean, I agree with you on that.
My
but
man,
where
you coming from is what he undid. Outside the hoop court, on that hoop court, he left it on the court, man. Ain't never cried about being hurt, nothing. Played that game, man. That is not a bust. A bust is called Joe Smith. How about that? Now, that's
right?
A bust. That's
okay.
A bust. Never
right.
AI. You talk about a man that went down there and beat the Lakers by himself one game, 42. Made the Lakers start running to Ryan Luke. Man, come on, man. Don't do that to my main man.
I remember
you,
all
man.
That.
Why can't he take a demotion just like on any job when you might get older and your performance is not well? Why you can't come off the bench? You can't accept that?
Hey, man.
I mean, you lightweight on the birds of Stephon Marbury.
Marbury paid.
Oh,
hold on. Hell, now see, there you go with another one of my best little guards. Now see, there y'all go, man. Hold up. You ain't nothing you can say about Steph. Ain't nothing you can say about AI. I seen them beat Shaq them in the All-Star game. With AI, Ray Allen, Stephon Marbury, you remember that? And they put a combo at center. And they beat them
that.
Boys. Come on, man. That's
that.
All heart. That ain't no sit the bitch or nothing. Them guys play
hold
ball,
on.
Man.
You're talking about an All-Star game. We're not talking about the playoffs. We're talking about playoffs? You're talking about an All-Star game, man.
Hold on. You say playoffs. When AI didn't ever show up? He took a subpar team to places it should have never went. He.
Yeah, I'm not
saying
that.
I said he. Do you know his name? It's the answer, man. It's the answer. The man have been to the penitentiary. The man have been to penitentiary wrongly. Everything. He ain't climbed that mountain, hell. Whatever else he do, it's on him. But on that court, he's the man. And ain't no,
he was
ain't no
in the
other.
Beginning. In his first
hey.
8 years, 10 years, he didn't turn out to be a bust.
Okay. What's the longevity of an NBA career? It, shit, some of them niggas only get 5 years. Top draft pick or not.
Right.
This man held his own for 8-9, man.
Right.
And people
we
still
talk, we
want
just talking number one. Don't be mad at me. I'm just saying. If I
y'all
had
y'all
off,
picked
I
the wrong one, man.
He fell off tremendously.
Y'all picked the wrong one on that one, man. AI? No way.
Greg Oates?
Huh?
Well, you Greg Oates?
Man, Greg Oates, who was that? He was Devin's good
when
he was drafted. He was Devin's good at Ohio State, man.
Who is your number one draft pick overall?
Joe Smith.
I give it to you on that. Joe Smith was it was a lot of hype on Joe Smith coming out, and he didn't do nothing. Joe Smith was the first pick in 1995, and coming out of Maryland, it was supposed to be a lot of hype on that kid, and he didn't fill up to the dream neither.
He just came a role player.
Right.
Off the bench, hit a jumper, and he'll bang somebody and foul somebody.
I have a two-in question for you, big brother, Al.
Yes, sir.
Now, number
yes,
one,
sir.
You know, your outlook on game one of the Miami series and the Indiana, game, that's one. And number two, what do you think the Cavs should do with the number one pick? Trade it, as our previous caller said, or, who do you think they should go after in the draft? I mean, I'm very, she's talking on your side of town. In the street.
Okay, for me, for game one, great game. You let a video coach out-coach you, though. You let a guy that used to run videos out-coach you. Come on, man. He's one of them video guys they brought down from the tower. You let him out-coach you, man. You call a timeout, then you take Roy Hibbert out. He already got the second play set. That wasn't even the play he was going to run. You understand what I'm saying? You're a coach, L. What you run? Two plays, right? You set two plays up when you call a timeout, right? First option, second option, right? Hello?
Yeah.
Right or wrong? You don't take Hilbert out.
Right,
I don't care, man. I'm just saying. You run two plays. He knew what you was going to do. He knew you was going to call a timeout when he came out to his set. And you, being dumb as you is, you take the biggest guy out. And then you got a guy like George, you're a decent defensive player. Why would you go for a steal with 2.2 to go? Why would you reach at the ball? It would have taken 2.2 to get by you. Why would you do that? You feel me?
I do.
Think about it. If anything, I'm a man at him. This guy got to hit a jumper with 2.2 together. Too much pressure, right or wrong. I'm running. If LeBron got the ball, I'm running to make him get up.
Right.
Now, let's see if somebody can make a jumper. That's my outlook on it. And number two, with the Cavs draft pick, ain't nobody there. I'm trading. I'm trying to see who out there. A crafty veteran that come in and make an impact. That's what I'm looking for.
Would you go out there and get the Marcus Cousins like our last caller had mentioned?
Marcus Cousins is a head case, man. Mike Brown is not good with head case kids. He can't handle them. Mike Brown's not that kind of coach, you know what I mean? He don't spit in that cup, and he don't really say nothing. He's not a teacher, man. He's not a teacher. You feel me?
Right.
He's not a teacher, man.
Yeah.
Being like that.
Yeah. Now you done put your face back into old Mike Brown. So-so. I feel for so-so. Cleveland, man, I do, man. But, hey, let me ask you this, man. When L began the show, when we started the show off today, like I mentioned, L had, you know, tipped his wine cup or something. But he had mentioned that there is a possibility that LeBron going to come back to Cleveland, you know, because they got the number one draft pick and this and that. You know, what you think about that, man?
Man, he can stay where he at. It ain't no biggie. Man, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you why I say that. Anytime, I ain't got no problem with him leaving, going to Miami or nothing, but anytime you make this statement, and listen to this statement, I'm from Akron. Cleveland people don't like Akron people anyway. You can stay where you at, man. You can stay where you at, man.
Where you go? You don't even know it, y'all.
I'm telling you the truth, man. When you make a statement like that,
Jesus talking.
Is that a real statement?
Man, you already know it. It's your boy. We appreciate you calling out. As usual, stay
hot. Yeah.
Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. And you know our motto, tell a friend, and tell a girlfriend. You know,
T-Rose, stay out that Mexican water, man.
Hey, man, I'm close, man. I like what I'm sipping on.
Stay out that Mexican water, man. Please, man. They're killing you over there. Stay away from that border, man. They don't let you back in the country in a minute, man.
My man, I got a passport. I can go and come as I please. Yeah. I'm international.
You ain't even know it. When we come back, we got Freestyle Friday. We appreciate all the callers. Oh, man, we hot out here. Literally. You ain't even know it. Let's go.
Know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket. I ain't gonna show it till I have to pop it. Then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you? They don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. CVC front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes. You don't even know it. It's $1,000 Pepperine. You don't even know it. Just $500,000 car. You don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
That nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on. You ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR. You ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Bricks all in my blood. Birds all in my dreams. Boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas. Whack. You ain't about to turn his back. He ain't need nothing.
It's down all the pair of shoes, you don't need nothing. It's down all the lane, you don't need nothing. Just $500,000 car, you don't need nothing. I came up from bottom, you don't need nothing. My niggas all right with me, you don't need nothing. Got killers with me right now, you don't need nothing. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't need nothing. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't need nothing. Hey, we turned up every day, you don't need nothing. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't need nothing.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
We turn up
every
day,
this is your boy, L. Bookie. They don't even know it. Internet radio, we blowing up the world. Man, the streets is talking like you have heard me. Everybody listening, I'm your host, L. Boogie. C-Row, my co-host, and always to my left, Juel the G. He's out on assignment. As usual, he's in the community, doing community work. We'll get with him. He'll be with us on Monday. He had to wrap up. He's down in Oklahoma City. You know what I mean? Shout out to, you know, to the people who, you know, were you know, devastation, you know, out there, you know, in Oklahoma and Missouri, you know, Texas. You know, our hearts and prayers go out to them. You know, so we gave a donation. Man.
Yeah, no.
Hey, bro, they don't even know how we, you know, we all over the world. Whatever's happening, we always give it back to the community. You know, we in the streets, but we for the babies. You know, we was with Boston Strong. We went down there, donated a little bit. We all over. We in every street in the world, man, in America, man. You know, first I want to give a shout-out to T-Baby and McKenzie down there in VA, man. Shout-out to them. They listening live, man. I appreciate you guys listening. So, T-Row, who we got next in the asylum, man?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. You know we always be blessed by a good family member from the Sports Officials, man. So we're going to go to Big Brother, the score, the original scorekeeper. You feel me? Big Brother Gomez, you on the line with us this evening?
Yeah, yeah, what's really happening?
How you doing this evening, Big Brother?
You with me? You with me?
Yeah.
OG?
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's
man,
what
you,
it
what
is.
You, what you,
yeah, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you. What's really happening, fellas?
Oh, man. We got the question of the night. We got the playoffs. It looks like Indiana might pull this out.
Man, Indiana not going to beat them cats, man. They only have four. They not going to beat them cats. And then the question of the night, the bus on the bus side, man. Man, I got to go with that cat Jordan drafted, with that Kwame cat.
Right.
Kwame Brown.
Yeah.
Kwame Brown. He's still floating around that boy, still in the check. Somewhere, still
and
in the check.
In the
so I got to go with
he's
him, been, man. Yeah, he's still in the check somewhere.
Yeah, it's just amazing that the guy is still in the league. He was drafted in 2001 to Washington Wizards.
Right.
Lord, everybody,
right.
Like El Boogie say, that's Michael Jordan's son. We don't want to believe it, but it is.
Hey, right. He MVG to the highest level, man. He is nothing but garbage. He nothing but super garbage, man. He's super garbage, man.
Yeah,
and then T-Row, man. T-Row. Slow up. Like you say, that's Michael Jordan's brother. I mean, Michael Jordan's son. Man, AI, man, that's my brother, man. That's my brother, man. How you talking about my brother like that, man? I can't let you talk about my brother. What do you mean? I don't know nobody that crossed Jordan over twice, man, and then hit a J in his face, man. His rookie year. Come on, man. He's a bus.
Hey.
If you gonna call him a bus, you can say he's a bus as a businessman. So I give you that. He's a bus as a businessman. I give you that. But on that court,
hey,
man. Oh man, come on, man.
I never said he was a bus on the court. What I'm saying is that I get all the props. I love AI. That's my dude. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Crossover himself. But later
right.
after he said, man, practice, we talking about practice.
Yeah, right.
The thing began to dwindle, and it was just unbelievable to see that a talent such as Mr. Allen Iverson himself cannot find a job right now. And he's 85-90% better than the guys that are playing in the league today, just coming off,
right.
just coming out of the bar, coming from a club. This dude can still
man,
do
I
you
know
with
exactly
the Chinese
saying.
You know what I mean? But
right, I know exactly what you're saying. Like he should have bowed down, had some humility. Right,
man,
he should have had some humility. I understand what you're saying. I understand that part. But you got to figure it out too, T-Row. Man, you can never say what you would do unless you was put in that situation. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like this, this cat was the man. You see what I'm saying? So you can never say what you wouldn't do. You see what I'm saying? That pride is a mug, especially when you get on those level and you start dealing with them like that. You see what I'm saying? Now, he's been the man, man. And I'm saying, no, I understand exactly what you said, because I'm gonna bow down and have some humility and still be in the league. I'm gonna stay in that boy. Can't go no more. You know what I'm saying? So I understand what
right.
you're saying. But at the same time, it's like when you can never say what you'll do until they put that $1 million in your hands. You know what I'm saying? You know, he didn't
right.
know he was going to be that off the chain. He didn't know that money
right.
was going to run out like that and he was going to be out here looking silly right now. You see what I'm saying? But he played himself. And that's it. You know, he played himself, man. He became poison to the locker rooms, man. So he's not good for business. That's anybody you know that got a business, man. You want people that's good for your business, man. So regardless whether he can hoop or not right now, he messed his name up, man. You know how it is
exactly.
when you mess your credit up? They won't let you get nothing. You can't go get a car from a used car dealer. Nigga, with a messed up credit. For real. So he kind of played it. Hey, this is talking, man. He played himself, you know. So I know exactly what you're saying on the business side.
Right.
And because you've seen him, man. If you ever seen him anywhere, you've seen that. You can see that. Like, man, he just, man, I seen the guy the year ago when we went, before y'all got out there to Denver, when we was out there with Earl and them All-Star weekend. I ain't never seen nothing like that. We was at the NBA hotel. You know what I'm saying? He was the only guy, the way he kicked it, I didn't see no NBA player kicking it like that. Him and his dudes, right. man, they was standing in front of the NBA hotel with bottles and stuff. You know what I'm saying? In front of the NBA hotel, man. This in front of the NBA hotel. He got another owner cat carrying his mink for him.
OG.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
Stop implicating us, OG. You know, we can't be talking about that. You know, the world can't know that stuff, OG. They don't know how deep we are with this. You know?
Man, it's... Hey, he did that to himself, man. I'm just telling what he did it to himself. You see what I'm saying? If
I
he hadn't did that, he'd still be there. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
So that's the type of stuff he was doing. Stuff like that, man. So when you know what I'm saying, you can be the best player, but you still got to take care of your business, and you got to have people around you that got your best interest at hand too, which is you, which is your business, because you're your business. You're your brand. You know what I'm saying? So if he has some smart cats around him, it should be some cats around him with some money. You see what I'm saying now? You mean to tell me ain't nobody
right.
around him got no money? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
The cats that was around him leeching off of him, somebody should still have some money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, this guy went through some money, you know, and he might
yes,
not even make it to get that money at 55. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes you gotta grow up, man. Sometimes you gotta change, and that just is what it is. On the business side, now on the basketball side, like you say, he still can hoop. Like I've seen him,
right.
see him down here. The cat's still in shape, everything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it just is what it is, man. The speech is talking. Jesus
it
talking,
is.
But business, man, business is business, man. It's not personal.
Yeah.
It's only personal when
it's personal.
In business. It's
That's
only personal when now in business.
That's why
right.
I love EPMD.
Hey, big brother. Hey, man, you know, we appreciate you calling in, man. We got to get to Freestyle Friday, man. We ain't got much time left, so we're going to get
Freestyle,
our callers.
Freestyle, man. Keep it moving, man. Y'all be good, man. I'll keep
you
up the good work, man.
Is.
See you guys in a minute.
We'll holler at you in a couple of days. You know what I mean?
All right, be good.
Yeah. Yes, sir. L Boogie. That's the big brother, original sports keeper, Mr. Gomez, going, getting it going down. L Boogie, what you want to do on this Freestyle Friday, man? We got a couple of callers waiting in, ready to chime in with it. You going to bust a grape tonight, or you going to let us just go on and get it started?
Well, you know, man, since I'm the host, man, I got to do the most, man. So I'm going to hit a post like Jerry Rice, and I'm going to be nice because I don't really be wearing no ice, and these suck-ass dudes be running like mice. But I ain't going to say two times, I'm going to say thrice. But everybody be talking like they suckers, like they got married throwing rice. But, you know, I'm back running my route, and these suckers better get out because I got my ears, no doubt. I got T-Roy on my right, UL's on my left. And these suckers tripping like Deanna, always in the chef. They don't call me Prime Time, they call me L Boogie. Because I'm always coming, and I got you like my dude Tookie. I'm a legend in my street, what they call Huff. I only want 175 soaking wet, but I'm still rough. These suckers don't know I'm like a diamond in the rough. And they don't even know when I was in the streets, I had that fluff. Let me chill, man. Let's go, man.
Had that fluff. L Boogie down. That's what it is, baby. That was pretty nice, L Boogie. Oh, you got something in that cup, huh?
Oh, man, you always, you know, like they always say, man, you get better than like 5 wine, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. So, you know, we coming in. And we got the OGC, you know, the Underground Cleveland. I know they in the house, man, my man Eli and, you know, Puffy Lil Delma. I know he out in the streets, man. He out on the yard. T-Row, they in the asylum. Did you locate him on the yard, man?
Yeah, L Boogie, you know I already been in the asylum, man, digging in deep, man, trying to find some young talent, man. Got the young player by the name of Q, man, said he wanted to check in with us, L Boogie from the UGC. We're going to check in with the young player partner to see what he's talking about. I think he's a first-time caller. Hey, Q, you on the line, baby?
Yeah, we on the line. What's good?
Oh, what's up with you, baby? You a first-time caller?
First-time caller, man. You already know, man, from UGC. You know.
Oh, that's what's up. You got a Twitter? You got some information where you where people can find you?
Yeah, I got a Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at underscore getemq. You can follow me on Instagram at Louis Vadon. You know, just out here with UGC. Actually, my brothers, a couple of my brothers told me about, you know what I'm saying, the station and shit, and I just wanted to call in, you know.
Oh. Well, Q, guess what, player? It's your time to shine, man. The world is listening, man. You got about 2 minutes. Let us have it.
Let you have it? I got you. Yo, Cleveland's finest. I'm still on my 216. I eat up tracks. I just started to chew on this. Q is back. Relax. Look, I got this here. Focus on how many sneaks I can cop this year. Q the illest. That's the doc at the top out of Metro. Diarrhea flow. I just go with no Pepto. No Tylenol, no pills, just deal with it. My flow is a problem, my doctor feel with it. My roof is the truth, you should watch the grill in it. And my trunk about to dunk, got your kill O'Neal in it. I'm a past them pizza, got spiritual speech. Like run, I'm a rev in my cell toe sneaks. I be all around the world like Lloyd and Wayne. And I stay so fly that I annoyed the plane. Might kick it with your girl, catch a boy in Spain. Now every time she with me, she avoids your name. Sit back and watch Dale Gotti Floyd the game. He take a break and watch QUE Roy the game. My pockets on Bruce, trunk kicking like Leroy. You see the stance in my watch, dude dance like B-Boy. I anticipate an alphabet decoy. And you see why QABC destroyed.
Come on, that's what it is. That's what it is. First time calling, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Killer Q. That's what it is. Q, that was hot, man. UGC, that's what you're down with?
UGC, you already know, man. Underground Cleveland, man.
Oh, that's what it is. L Boogie, repping your city real nice, man. Tell him the lingo, L Boogie.
Well, yeah, you know, next time, you got to, you know, tell a friend, and tell a girlfriend.
I got you, big homie.
No doubt. And the Q, and listen, your first underground tape, you know, the Q stand for quality. You know what I mean?
So, right.
You know what I mean? So let him know that Q, man, it's all quality. and now the world know. They're going to get at you, trust me, and keep calling exactly. in and spitting us with them jewels, man. We appreciate you, Q, and the OG
for sure.
Man. Y'all doing your thing. Now, too, I got one question for you on the sports side. What do you think the Cavs need to do with the number one pick?
What the Cavs need to do with the number one pick?
Yes.
They need to trade that pick, man. This draft right here is extra weak. Extra weak. It's, the dude from Kentucky, I want to go get him. The Cavs don't need him, man. I said they traded. Like Pop said earlier, I said they trade for DeMarcus Cousins, maybe. But like somebody mentioned, Mike Brown can't handle them type cats. Man, they need to trade and already get somebody that's hot and nice. Everybody else is suspect to me in this draft. This draft is weak.
There you have it. Streets is talking, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it from Killer Q. That's what it is, baby. Hopefully we'll hear from you on next Friday, Q. We got a couple more callers in the solid ready to get in, man. Don't be shy, man. Call back. You dig?
I got you.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Kill 'em Q. We got time for one more freestyle caller, man. We're going to take the Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III, man, and then we're going to wrap it up. Skeeter Mo Jenkins, you there, baby?
Yeah, you know I'm here checking in, man. Hey, I forgot Darko Milicic and Adam Morrison.
Yeah, but they weren't the number one draft picks. They were some first round draft picks. We're talking about the number one overall, and that's a whole bunch of good ones, you know. So, but yeah, those Darko Milicic, yeah, sucker. Whoever drafted him, who was that Detroit that drafted him? He's stealing the check from someone. Adam Morrison, yeah, he got paid a lot of money just to eat a lot of cheeseburger from McDonald's commercials and stuff. He didn't do nothing in the league, neither. Oh, sorry. Yeah, they just sorry. That's what it is. But Skeeter Mo, y'all to hit him up, baby. We got you shot on time, man. Let the world hear it, man.
Already checking in live, man, from Dallas, Texas, man. North Park's finest. Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jenkins Jr. III, you heard? Hey. These niggas talking crazy. Must be Similac, baby. Still wet behind their ears. Roll no ifs, ands, or maybes. The streets are talking pay up, money making me stay up, lifting bands so damn hard, it's like I'm trying to get my weight up. 5,000 rep for that straight up and straight down, like 12:30. If she can't swim, then she gon' drown, cause Captain Saber Ho ain't around. Heard me, yo, bitch, serve me, I am a boss. No matter price, I pay the cost. I'm fresh out that damn vault and that straight jacket then came off and my silk bloody and dripping. My nigga straight gripping. We pistol packing and lip smack. Come and get your ass a whipping. They turned up and they tripping. We purple muddy cup sipping. Wood grain wheel gripping in them trees like we kidding. Them streets are talking, listen. Matter of fact, they holler. I'm all about my dollar. I'm a dog, a rock waller. Plus, I'm straight up off that collar. We do it big, not smaller. Motherfuckers, all them fake niggas in one love to all my partners, huh?
Hell yeah, one love, motherfucker. Yeah, one love to all my partners. Whoa, Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III. Nigga say, I got my collar, nigga, come hard like a rock waller, nigga.
You know?
That's what I'm talking about, Skeeter Mo, man. You know we appreciate the love, man. We're going to let L wrap this up, man. Much love to the 5,000 block. That's what it is, repping all day. Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III.
Man. That was hot. That was hotter than grease from bacon that was burnt, baby. You hear me? I had to give you some dollar sauce every now and then on that one. Woo!
Put the sound in your mouth.
Ooh, wait. Freestyle Friday gets better every Friday.
Every Friday.
Man, once again, we got a special Memorial Holiday weekend while you're barbecuing. Have us on. Man, it's going down. Recap of the weekend of the series. OTAs. Baseball, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, can't you see? Cabrera of the Detroit Tigers. He's hot right now. It's going down. Mondays and Fridays. www.blogtalkradio. The streets is talking with a zero, and that's not a typo. D-Roll, before we get out of here, you got some last words?
Yeah, man, you know, shouts out, man, to all the callers, man, faithfully calling in every Monday and Friday, making it all worth the while. You know what I mean? Want to give a big shout out to the fam. Much love to my son out there on the road trip, man. His first on his little NBA, on his little, you know, basketball career, you know, up in Flagstaff. Big shout out to the Arizona Bulldogs. Let's go get them. Bring home a trophy this weekend.
All righty. Man, May 21st, this was on my mind, T-Row, May 21st, man. Marked the 8th year, the 9 people that died in a tragic house fire in Cleveland, Ohio. 8 children and 1 mother. They're still trying to solve the case. So as we think about this Memorial Weekend, think about your loved ones. Think about the ones that are here with you. Hug them tight. And the ones that are gone, hey, whether it be Kool-Aid, water, liquor, pull out a fart a little bit for them in the street. Man, another great show. We're coming back live Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern. The streets is talking, 347-855-8896. That's it. Let's go, bro. And on Monday, we're going to have a special guest. Let's do it. We out.
You're listening to my boy, DJ K47.
Young Jeezy, Big Sean, Juicy J, Ball Shit, nigga. Let's get it.
Every time I go out, you know I got show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out.
One night, two shows, there's two matches and a team expansion. Thumbing through a check, got me sweating the pants. When you get money, chicks come around. Niggas start hating, who holding you down? All this ice, I'm just living a life. Bad bitch want me in the head like life. Hit club, live in a rush. Pocket so swole, eyes stiff in a bus. Ace in my hand and a 45 touch. Money coming down, codeine pouring up. Smoking on some dope, I was on the floor. 20 years in, niggas called me to go. Money adding up, you haters going broke. Still in the game while you niggas riding home. See me showing out, they mugging, I don't give a fuck. How I start my morning off a zip and a double cup. Hating ass niggas got behind me. Ball so hard, they wanna find me. Juicy J, Taylor Gang, I've been rich since the 90s.
Every time I go out, you know I got show out. Every time I go out.
These ratchet hoes say I ain't shit. Well, at least I ain't broke, ho. Stacking paper like old folks. You still staying with your old folks. She a fan, that's fantastic. Poppin' Zannies, that's fantastic. Getting rich, fantastic. White girls like Anne Hathaway going way out. They wait for my bandwagon. She let me bang and I ain't got a bandana. Oh. Freaky. That's just how I move. Fast girls, fast money, no more fast food. Came up first class, my passport getting tattooed. Young ass player doing everything that I have to. So
every time I go out, you know I got show out. Every time I go out. Some bad bitches with me.
I told her 50. She said anything. Yeah, bitch, a kidney. Every time I go out, you know I bring that dough out. Vanessa's on the milli, it looking like a blowout. 100 bitches with me, look like I left the whole house. 100 racks with me, look like I left the blowout. Now we popping bottles, they came with the sparkles. Got my niggas with me, they came with them yappers. Got a few ratchets, even a couple models. 20 car caravan, I bet they gon' follow. Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out. I got